turn that off. Now I can hear you. What's your name?
Matthew Peterson.
What do you do?
I'm an author and a programmer.
All right. What have you programmed and authored lately?
Oh, the book called Paraworld Zero, young adult science fiction fantasy novel.
Cool. All right. So what's happening in this show?
One of the reviewers has said it's kind of like Harry Potter meets Star Wars. So if you can imagine that, but it's very zany. I mean, imagine giant flame-throwing pigeons roaming the streets of New York.
Wow. You know, I mean, they would probably have the upper hand at that. Oh, they already have the upper hand. And they're flying overhead, and they're dropping things anyway, so what are you going to do?
Yep, yep.
Where do you get all these ideas, Matthew Peterson?
Back when I was 14 in 1990, watching movies, video games, just kind of, you know, dawned on me, hey, this is really cool, let's write a book about it.
And so, who is your protagonist?
The main character is Simon Kent. He's about 12 years old. And of course, back in 1990 when I was writing it, it was kind of based on me. Of course, he has low self-esteem, friendship issues, but that changes because some bullies are attacking him and a girl from another world appears. She has green hair that changes colors with her mood and saves him from that situation, sends him to another world where he discovers he can now perform magic.
Well, how old were you when you started this book?
14 years old was when I first started. I would have finished it, but I had a computer crash. So, killed my
yeah.
book.
Yeah, you know, preteen, you know, they don't have a lot of money to get that computer fixed at the time, especially with the technology of the day.
Yeah, it was those big, huge, 5-inch floppy disks. We
sure,
didn't have
I remember
hard
those.
Drives.
Those sell for just absolutely nothing on eBay, so.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're going through, is this one book and then self-contained, or does it go on from here? Is it going to be volume one through what?
There will be more volumes. The book in itself, it ends nicely as a standalone, but there will be more. There will probably be about 6 books altogether and maybe a standalone novel.
So you have to somehow revert to your younger years to continue writing such a thing. That's got to be kind of tough.
It is. I have a really good memory. Also, there's another storyline in the book. So when I picked it up again years later, I needed to create some more characters that I could relate to as well. So there's some older characters and some younger characters with 2 storylines that kind of merge at the end.
This is fun stuff. We're talking to Matthew Peterson. His new book's out. And where is it? Where can you get it?
Go to my website at pworlds.net. P is in Paul.
Yeah.
So pworlds.net.
pworlds.net. All just straight across, no spaces, all that.
Yeah. And you can ask your bookstore to order it from you. It's just brand new. So it is online at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Well, good job. And obviously we were talking about the, you know, preteens and even teenagers. I bet some adults dig it, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had an adult send me an email, and he said he liked it so much, he called up work and said he was sick so he could finish reading it.
Well, it's time for a restraining order. I'm sorry. No. Great, man. That is right there, a confident way of living, having people of all ages saying, hey, your work is awesome.
Yes, it's very nice.
I'm going to give some away. You cool with that?
Yes, oh, definitely.
All righty then, Matthew. Happy New Year, pal.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
See you later. Matthew Peterson, first caller gets it right now, 570-1530, P-World. Ooh, it's for the kids. Now it's a nice book.